Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. If you imagine yourself back in your third grade classroom, you can probably visualize maps hanging all over the room. Most likely the first world map you ever saw was a colorful Mercator projection showing political boundaries and cities. Your hardest Mercator created that map in 1569 to assist sailors in their navigation. Everyone recognizes, however, that there are problems with Mercator's map. The most obvious problem is trying to depict our three-dimensional planet in two dimensions. Interestingly, a number of cultural biases also insert themselves. For example, Europe is always at the center of the map, where any continent could be. As the Mercator projection exaggerates the size of land masses in higher latitudes, North America appears twice the size of Africa, when it is really only two-thirds as large. Europe is depicted as the same size as South America, when South America is actually twice its size. And why is the northern hemisphere on top of the southern? After all, there is no up or down in the universe. Are these mere conventions or subtle allusions to the mapmaker's bias towards the northern hemisphere over the southern? To consider the effect of how the northern hemisphere being placed on top influences our view of the world, imagine a map of the western hemisphere upside down. On that map, Central America would loom large, Brazil would become a colossus, and the eastern seaboard of the United States would seem inconsequential. If mapmakers serving the U.S. market presented a map with the southern hemisphere on top, U.S. politicians, pundits, and the general citizenry would likely cry foul, preferring their own biases on a map of the world. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.